Emily Power joins us, journalist with domain.com.au. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
Well, it comes as no surprise to me that house prices in Baldwin North have jumped a staggering 87% over the last 3 years. Baldwin North is sort of like the gold standard for foreign investors, is it not?
That's correct, yes. So we've got Domain stats that really confirm, as you've said, what we've already known, and that is Baldwin North for offshore Chinese buyers is a hot zone. So 87% price growth over 3 years, which puts that postcode as the strongest Chinese market in Australia. And that's driven by a couple of things. One is that excellent school. That's really put us on the map. And for those who are moving to Australia or...
That excellent school being Baldwin High.
That's being Baldwin High, correct. So being in that catchment zone ratchets up prices for homes in Baldwin North. And obviously if an offshore Chinese buyer is going to have his children living in Australia and studying in Australia, having a good educational institution nearby is of the highest priority. And also, we know as well that communities like to cluster together, and we see that as well through Mount Waverley and Doncaster as well with the offshore Chinese community. But I do have an interesting stat that I think might show how affordability and whether or not offshore buyers are affecting that calls into question. Domain also ran a story earlier this week that 2% of all sales in Australia are from offshore Chinese buyers, and that was research done by the University of Sydney. So that's an interesting stat when you compare huge price growth to the percentage that at least one institution said are offshore buyers. I find that really intriguing.
Well, what you got is 2% congregating in areas such as Baldwin North. Hey, I'll give you another factoid from the rumour file from earlier this week, which is 100% true, about the Chinese woman who bought the house in Baldwin last weekend for $4.6 million and through her daughter, as she was signing the contracts, her daughter said to the agent, "Mum wants to know how many bedrooms it's got."
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. I'll give you another good little story. There was a mansion bought in Toorak. Would have been last year, and it was bought for a daughter based in China, and it was bought sight unseen for her, and she's come out and walked through it and said, "I don't like it," and they're going to have to turn it over, and they've tried to turn it over very quickly.
Well, the Treasurer of Victoria will be very grateful for the stamp duty, Emily. Thank you, Emily Power from Domain.